You're listening to Victoria sharing how she keeps in touch with friends after leaving her hometown.
Some of which, luckily, I'm still in touch with, but others that perhaps, you know, they've moved on in life and perhaps don't recognise me. So, you know, it changes as you get older.
So how did you reconnect with those people?
Mostly through contact, like text, social media, mostly social media, but texting as well. Family contacts as well, because obviously my family have contact with their parents and so on, so it's like, back when I was, when I moved from Somerset, they became friends when I was at playgroup with Becky and her sister.
So they weren't friends before anyway, they were mums who made friends.
Mums who made friends with each other whilst Becky and I were at play school.
Yeah. And that's kind of...
kind of breathed friendship, because I've got to know her mum as well, so it's kind of...
and made it easier to stay in touch.
Communicate, and I'm still in touch with her mum now. So.
So if we lived in a world where we didn't have social media...
It would be difficult. Unless I had mobile, which I do, so...
Yeah.
You know, I do have mobile contact as well. I'm not purely just social media. It's just social media I find it easy to communicate through.
Yeah, it's instant, isn't it?
An instant statement, you can say, you know, this, that and the other, and they'll get it instantly.
But you might be one of the more lucky ones who still had a contact that you could kind of pick up and try and get in touch with people.
Re-establish it.
Yeah.